Yes. So many things that you are desiring to reveal to us. And we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us into all truth. And Lord, we know that the enemy doesn't like truth revealed because it always exposes his work, his devilish works. But Lord, we are in these last days beginning to experience, Father, an unveiling of truths, Father, over the centuries that you now want us to know and to learn. And the reason being is, Father, because as you've been showing us so much, our warfare is not carnal, it is spiritual. And it is mighty strongholds, it is principalities and powers. But you've given us all authority over these, Father. And nothing can come against the blood of Jesus and the cross of Calvary. For that is our overcoming, that is our confession, Lord. And Father, we know that the enemy doesn't like what you are revealing. And Father, I pray that we will keep close with you, our minds and hearts under the blood of Jesus, as we move forward, Father, on what you have for us. Lord, we know that we're being prepared for the end times. And Father, so much of the church is in such a mess, Lord, in such compromise, in such confusion, Father. But Lord, you have a remnant that is set apart unto yourselves. Father, you are redeeming the sons of Levi. You are purifying, Father. You are delivering us. You are bringing us into that place of consecration for the sons of God, the overcomers. And Lord, we do thank you for this. For Lord, we didn't choose this. This was chosen for us. You called us from the foundation of the world. We know, Lord, we will be happily doing our own thing or just playing at church on Sundays like sadly so many, Lord. But you said that those who know the truth will set them free. And indeed you are doing that, Lord. And Father, again we thank you for Kenya and India and the saints there, Lord. We thank you for your precious blood that preserves and keeps them. And Lord, we look to the teaching that goes to them, that Father, you know exactly what they need at the right time, and that we encourage the ministries and Pastor Abraham and Danny and all the pastors there and the children as well, Lord. Father, you in many ways have entrusted them to us, and we have a responsibility, Father, that is to pray, to ever keep them before you, and Lord, to be spiritually alert, because we know the enemy goes around like that prowling lion. But Lord, we thank you, Father, and we thank you that you have a remnant around the world who want to go on into the deeper things of God, who want more of God. And Father, we are open to be used in these last days, and we believe, Lord, that we will make contacts. It will spill over. We thank you, Father, you're bringing, restoring the church back to apostolic faith and ministry. And we know that those four ministries that you've set in the church are going to spill over and touch and encourage others as well. It's not just for us. So, Lord, we look to you with anticipation. We wait on you, Father. And I pray that we will ever move with you, Father. In Jesus' name we ask. In Jesus' name.